Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
God feeds the sparrows, but he doesn't throw the worms. We hear that some among you are idle, such people we command to settle down and earn the bread they eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:11-12. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, was the misguided notion of God's people in Isaiah's day, Isaiah 22:13. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow the Lord returns, was the equally misguided notion of God's people in Paul's day. But Paul had a word of advice for the Thessalonians. If a man will not work, he shall not eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Martin Luther underscores this point. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. To put it briefly, God wants people to work. It is true that God could support you without work, could let food and drink grow on the table for you. But he will not do this. He wants you to work and to use your reason in this matter. In everything, God acts in such a way that he will provide, but we should work. If God did not bless, not one hair, not a solitary wisp of straw would grow. At the same time, God wants me to take this stand. I would have nothing whatever if I did not plow and sow. God does not want to have success come without work, and yet I am not to achieve it by my work. He doesn't want me to sit at home, to loaf and wait till a fried chicken flies into my mouth. That would be tempting God. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 18.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teaching you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy, they are busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Take special note of anyone who does not obey our instruction in this letter. Do not associate with them in order that they may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard them as an enemy, but warn them as you would a fellow believer. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
God has promised to meet your needs, but as Martin Luther points out, he never promised to deliver your meals. His responsibility, rather, is to meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Your responsibility is this. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10:31. And the best place for you to be when Christ returns, somewhere hard at work.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.